G'day, thanks for tuning in to this Weekend Molloy podcast. So nice of you to have us on and subscribe as well, which is great. Tell a friend, you can download the Listener app and get more Molloy. Let's take a look at what happened last week with Clown of the Week from Molloy on Triple M.
There are many contenders.
The eagle has landed.
Your wife is in me DMs, hey baby!
Ooh!
And who will it be this week?
Michelangelo's David.
I know what you're thinking, girls. It's a tiny wang.
Big balls, though.
Jesus. Time to reveal.
New South Wales is the gold standard.
Clown of the week.
Oh, I'm not proud of that. I'm so sorry.
Are you having a bad day?
I don't know. It was the conversation that was going on in the studio last Friday. It just felt really free, and I thought I'd just say it. I didn't realise I was on radio to 50 stations across Australia. Yeah, I'm so sorry.
Well, you were.
I was, and I apologise.
Well, then it is Clown of the Week, 133353. If you've got something, get it off your chest.
Yeah.
I'm going to start straight off the bat by clowning the anti-lockdown, anti-vax protesters and deniers, the lot of you.
No good.
You're a giant
Come
bag
on.
Of dicks.
What are you
you're
doing?
Ruining it for everyone. If you get out and protest this weekend, I'll lose my mind. I'm saying this. You know, I've never been pro police violence in my life, but I'm finally going.
Going out.
Get the big sticks out.
Yep.
And
round them up.
And round them up. You know what I mean? I have no patience
We're
for
trying
this.
To do the Everyone's trying to do the right thing, and you're ruining it for everybody.
It's like you're trying to fill the tub and someone just keeps pulling the
Come
plug.
Come on.
Keeps pulling the plug. In the name of freedom,
we all want to get out of this.
It's a health crisis. It's not political.
No.
Just
idiots. Stay home.
Grow up.
I like it.
All right. What else, Dave? What are you thinking? Okay, well, what about Kayleigh McEwen?
Oh,
for dropping the magic in her post-race interview after winning the women's 100-metre backstroke. Come on, we'll play it anyway.
Yeah, let's have a listen. Courtesy of Channel 7.
Your mum, Sharon, and your big sister, Taylor, are there watching. It's been such a difficult time for your whole family.
Yeah.
What would you like to say to your mum and your sister for now?
Yeah, oh, shit.
We'll get the beep ready.
Nah, I respect
That's
it.
What you want
I respect
in a post-race
it.
Interview from an Olympian who's just bagged gold.
Why
I don't
wouldn't
care
you?
What you say.
Same. That's Australian. That's what I love about
that
it.
Says it all for me. Yeah. Can I please clown Richard Branson and Jeff Bezos?
Oh.
The US has announced they technically aren't astronauts. Have a listen.
The term astronaut has been maintained as the title for those selected to join the NASA Corps of Astronauts who make space sailing their career profession. According to NASA, Bezos and Branson are not astronauts.
That's interesting.
They didn't help with anything. They were literally human ballast. They were along for the ride. It would be, as someone in our office pointed out, it'd be like getting on a plane as a passenger and saying you flew the plane.
Good
you
point.
Didn't fly the plane. You're not the captain.
So you're not an astronaut.
You are literally taking up space.
Scratch
Both
that
of
off.
Them are not astronauts.
Right.
They're just very rich idiots.
Luggage.
They are human ballast, as they say in the classics. And you know what? They were having this pissing competition to see who's the bigger billionaire, who got higher.
Mm-hmm.
Bezos reached 100 kilometres. Branson reached 86. Mm-hmm. Can I draw your attention to the superstar and the guy who beats them all? Felix Baumgartner. Does that
I know the name, and I remember it well.
He's an Austrian skydiver, and this is my favourite guy ever. He basically filled a balloon and got himself into space.
Yep.
Without a spaceship. He's in
right.
the basket of a balloon.
Yeah.
He's in space.
Yep.
And he just topples over the side. It's dark.
Yep.
It's black.
Mm-hmm.
You can see the curve of the Earth.
Yeah, yeah.
And just heads down, skydiving. With a parachute.
I've got the audio.
Oh, please.
Let's have a listen.
I'm going over. Jump away. Speed 650 miles per hour. Speed 725. Speed 729. Felix at a stable descent.
Hey,
unbelievable.
No time for Skittles there,
no,
Bezos.
That's right.
You giant knob. That guy's in a spacesuit. He's outdoors. You've got to see the footage.
He's diving.
Go and have a look. He deserves to be a billionaire. Give him all your money.
I will.
Has a very hot girlfriend.
Does he?
As you would if you jumped out of space.
He was convicted and fined $1,500 at some stage after an argument. Anyway, that's something else that we don't need to worry about back in 2012. Let's not dwell on Felix Baumgartner. That's
have
a brilliant story.
Have ruined everything?
I kind of have, haven't I? Yeah, anyway, he's a superhero. Well done.
Hey, oh, it's okay. He slapped the face of a truck driver. Thought it was something more insidious.
A Greek truck driver it was. Petty argument between the two men.
What are you doing?
Oh, that's the story.
Dave, can you clown yourself, please?
OK, Keep moving. Take some calls.
Could you?
Tim, what just happened?
Hey, Tim.
G'day, guys.
Who do you want to clown? Dave?
Doritos.
Ah, yes.
Yeah,
for what?
Point.
What did they do?
Paid 20 grand for a puffy chip.
Yeah, rubbish.
When you put it that way, Tim, I don't know. It's not very fiscally responsible, isn't it? Although I think they got the 20 grand out of it and still well done, Tim. Paul's on the line. Paul, who do you want to clown?
How you going, Miggy?
Yeah, good, bud. Who do you want to clown?
I got the boss's son, which is our apprentice, yeah?
Yeah.
Dumb as dog shit he is.
Okay.
all right. I've sent him down to the manager to ask for a 7-inch reproduction tool. I'm a boilie by trade, so I sent him down there asking for that.
Right.
He's come back about an hour later. They said, between me, the manager, and Google, we can't find one. So the boss, the other boss goes, do you want that in black and white? So, and he goes, he still didn't comprehend what it was. And some bloke goes, mate. And he went to unzip his pants. He goes, you're joking, you got me.
All right, Duke him.
Paul, a case of Brick Lane Draft.
Duke him and move on. Gary's on the line. Gary, who do you want to clown?
Hey, Gary.
I'm going to go with Jay, actually.
Jay?
This one.
Why Jay?
Well, to me, he's got the best job in the world and he's given it up. He's walking away.
Try and talk some sense into the man. He can't be told. He's got the blinkers on. Duke him, Dave.
Case of Brick Lane Draft coming your way there, Gary.
Leanne's on the line. Leanne, who do you want to clown?
Well, I also heartbreakingly want to crown Jay.
It's a popular one today. The guy's a big doofus.
I mean, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? It was a goal that I was doing for myself that one day I might get through to the song whisperer
song
and
whisperer.
Get it right.
Well, it's big. It's a big topic for discussion. Do we bone the song whisperer? Do we?
I can do it.
Leanne's up for a.
And also, not only that, but he's the only one who with you and Dave, when you get a music thing wrong, he can come in, you know, tell you the right thing.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, you make a good case. But we have been questioning whether to go on the Song Whisperer or give it to Dave.
Yeah.
If you think Dave...
okay, yeah.
Just how would it work, Dave? I'll tell you what you'd do. Why don't you throw a song at me and I'll see if I can guess what it is.
Okay, man, here's the clue.
Do it as Dave.
Oh, I just do it as me. Dave. I'll do it as Jay. Yeah, okay. All right, here's one thing. What about Mick? There's an old man sitting next to me making love to his tonic and gin.
Oh, my God.
Any guesses? Piano man? You'd be right.
Song, yeah. The piano man.
What is wrong with you?
What?
If you ever, the first time you do Billy Joel will be the last time you do
All right.
Song Whisperer.
We'll need a bit of work on that.
What about yesterday? We all got in trouble if we played Slipknot.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's clown Jay again because he okayed it.
He did. It was
he
his
okayed
thing.
It. We said we'll play some Slipknot.
Because
the
Joey Jordison, the original drummer.
And I said, we'll play the whole song. We'll see how long. We'll see if any of our bosses are listening.
Yeah.
See how long it takes someone to
Psychosocial.
Inquire.
Yeah, we played
here's
the
how it went down.
Mickey.
That's the hotline.
Someone might be. Should we just take it on air? Or
hello?
Hello?
Seriously, I can't. I don't even know where to. Whose decision was that?
Jay. It was definitely Dave.
How dare you?
I'm not angry about it. I'm just disappointed.
There it is.
Good to get some
sleep. We like it a lot. Can I do a clown, Dave?
What are you going
British diver Tom Daly for celebrating a gold medal dive by, wait for it, knitting a tea cosy to prevent the metal from being scratched. Have a listen.
This morning, I made a little cosy for my medal to stop it getting scratched. And then I've got Union Jack on one side and the Japanese flag on the other. And it all tucks in nicely to have a little pouch for me to carry around my medal without it getting scratched.
Question.
Yes.
Is making a tea cosy to keep your gold medal in so it doesn't get scratched. The most British thing ever.
It really is, isn't it? Unbelievable.
You know, how would you celebrate a gold medal? You're going to see how many people you can get on your cardboard bed.
Exactly.
You're going to bust open a new packet of dingers.
See
you're going to go
at the
mad.
Bar.
You're going to go berserk.
Yep.
No, I'm going to go home and knit myself a tea cosy for
my
medal.
So I don't get scratched.
Jeez Louise. Mm, live on the edge a bit. I'd like to clown American man James Parker Jr. After being killed by a crossbow while trying to kill a skunk. I love it. Have we got the audio?
Yeah.
Police say 58-year-old James Parker Jr. and another man were trying to kill a skunk on their property. The other man shot the crossbow at the animal, but police say it appears Parker was unintentionally hit.
Oops.
Dave.
Yeah, I'm taken down by a crossbow chasing a skunk.
Skunk.
That's hardly like the, you know, the big game hunting I associate with. We'll need a crossbow. What for? Mm. A skunk.
Yeah,
if you're taking down, as you said, a moose or deer. Something, anything with antlers.
Massive. Okay. Bovine.
It's a friggin' skunk.
Yeah.
Pepe Le Pew.
Tiny thing.
You take
smelly tail.
And you've copped one.
That's right.
Very Games of Thrones-y, isn't it?
God, like, it
crossbow
is.
In the bushes. Come home with a skunk. What are you going to do? Put the head behind your bar? Look at the skunk I took down.
Be sure to catch us Monday afternoon to drive you home again with more big-name guests, including Kitty Flanagan. She'll be on Have You Been Paying Attention. Hey, going to catch up with Michelle Laurie, Nath Velvo, Titus O'Reilly be back, Jim Jeffries from LA, and more. All to drive you home again next week with Malloy on Triple M.